B-Pod Studios.
All right, you guys. I'm sure he's heard this a thousand times, Zach. How should we introduce you to the audience?
You can introduce me as Zach and Cheese, if you would like. Or just Zach works, I guess.
Okay.
Why would we introduce you as Zach and Cheese? Someone catch me up.
All right, so I graduated college from Alabama in May and looked for a job, and now I'm driving the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile across the country.
Oh.
Fun, awesome job, and they give us fun names for our position, which is called a hot dogger position or a brand spokesperson. And my name is Zach and Cheese, and I'm partnered with my friend Mustard Mags, actually. So if you want to hear another name.
Huh. What goes on?
So, I mean, you didn't even mention the name. I was going to say our number one wiener man. You know, here he is, Greg the Wiener Guy. Zach the Wiener Guy, mm-hmm. I mean.
Right.
Greg the Wiener Guy is somebody I knew in high school.
I have so many questions.
I mean, right? Aren't there wiener jokes galore, Zach?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've heard anything you could come up with, I've probably heard three times already, so...
So if you drive the Wienermobile, how many times do you pull up into, like, a retail place and people's like, oh, I like the size of your wiener?
Yeah, we get plenty of jokes from people. They
That's
love
an
to
easy
mess
layout.
With us, but all we're trying to do is just make people smile with the Wienermobile, and that's hopefully what we're doing. So their jokes, they're smiling, it works.
No, I heard through the grapevine that you did something really cool involving the people with the Wienermobile.
Yeah, so I proposed to my now fiance in front of it. I flew her out to Yellowstone. She's from Dallas, Texas, and I was in the Bozeman, Montana area for my job. We go everywhere every 2 weeks. And so I flew her to Yellowstone, dropped down her knee in front of the Wienermobile, and now we're allowing anybody to have the Wienermobile at their engagement if they'd like.
Are there a lot of people calling for the Wienermobile now that it's – available to be engaged in front of?
You know, I honestly don't know. I hope so. But it's my boss is the one that's saying it. Anyone that wants it, they're just going online and they're saying request the Wienermobile, and then in there when they're requesting it, just using keywords like proposal, engagement. Hopefully there's been a lot of traction. I'd love to see some more people have some fun with it.
What's your Insta?
My Instagram is Zach and Cheesin, ZachnCheesin.
Got it. Okay, Zach and Cheesin. Oh, the MRL show is following you. By the way, a lot of people don't know this. Zach is from Charlotte.
That's right. I went to Indian Land High School, which is just south of Valentine.
Yeah.
We know that. So are you currently in the Charlotte area with the Wienermobile?
No, I'm actually going to Omaha, Nebraska this morning. We'll be there for 2 weeks. But I'm going to be back in Charlotte for a week at Thanksgiving.
You won't be back here until Thanksgiving?
Yeah, they give us a week at Thanksgiving, 2 weeks at Christmas, New Year, and then a week at Easter. And other than that, I'm on the road.
Really? How many Wienermobiles are there? Just one?
There's six of them, and then there's 12 of us total. So we all live out of a suitcase, and we're partnered up with someone for half a year. And then once it's the new year, we'll partner up with somebody else for the last 6 months of it.
So you just get to drive from city to city. I bet you party all the time and get to see new places. And, I mean... get paid for it.
Listen, I know the whole goal of us having you on the show is because we heard the story about the engagement. We wanted
Roy
to talk about that.
Job.
Not that I want your job. Like, I want to more talk about your lifestyle and like your.
Well, you just graduated.
That's so mm-hmm. interesting that you're traveling, driving a Wienermobile. Have you ever wrecked it?
Well, I have not. So hopefully that never happens. We have something called Saw that's zero accidents, and I'm hoping to have Saw at the end of the year.
Are you currently in the Wienermobile?
Yeah, my partner that I mentioned earlier, Mustard Max, is driving me to Omaha.
Can you honk the horn so we can hear what the Wienermobile honk sounds like? The Wienermobile honk?
Okay, they want you to honk the horn. Let's see if we can...
That sounds like a wiener horn. Well, tell Mustard Max we said thanks. I would love to... I want to know more about Mustard Max. I'm so fascinated with you two. I could stay.
It's definitely an interesting position. My dad really sent me the link, and I was like, no way that's serious. Like, drive the Wienermobile, you get paid, you get all this marketing experience. But my great-grandfather did it, too, so I'm now
what?
A legacy.
You're
wiener
a legacy
runs in his
wiener?
Family.
Yep. Holy cow, dude.
He's a third-generation wiener.
Also, what is your interview process like?
This year was weird because of COVID, so we could only do virtual. But typically they do one phone screen interview, which is only like top 3% of applicants get that. And then the final 25 usually get flown up to Madison, Wisconsin for in-person interviews. But this year we had to do Zoom. So it was just two rounds of interviews, and 12 out of 4,000 applicants were selected this year.
Wow. I didn't realize it was so competitive to become a driver for the Wienermobile.
Yeah, it's an extremely competitive job. It's pretty awesome.
So wait, where's your you proposed to your fiance in front of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile? We're talking to Zach from Charlotte here. Where did you propose to her? Oh, it says Yellowstone. I'm looking.
Yep, Yellowstone National Park.
Okay.
She's always wanted to see it, so I flew her out there.
Where is she now?
She's in St. Augustine. She just got actually hired onto a company. She'll be working in Boston whenever they open up their offices.
In Boston?
Yeah.
But you're going to not see her for a while.
Yeah, I won't.
Oh, that's sad, Loren.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And she's okay with that?
Yeah, we're making it work. The whole FaceTime of 2020 helps. So
you're driving your wiener and showing everybody all over the country, and she's okay with that.
She's perfectly fine with it.
Wow, where do I find a girl like her?
Oh, man.
Tell Loren the process of getting engaged in front of the wiener. Like, was she truly surprised? I'm looking at the picture right here on your Zach and Cheese in Insta, and it looks like she is shocked.
Yeah, I thought she was going to say no when I first did it, because she literally had no word, just looked at me with, like, her mouth open. And I was like, I think this is not going how I wanted. But she said her mind went blank, and yeah, she was very, very shocked. She said she was shaking for like the next hour and a half in shock.
Okay, I have to ask you this question because I'm looking at your Instagram and you have a lot of hot dog puns, which is great. I mean, bunyan, I see a lot of.
Tell us the Instagram handle again so I can look
Zach
at it.
Zach in, like the just in.
With a K or just
no,
a
Zach
C?
No, Zach C-H.
Zach C-H in Cheezin. I got to ask, you're all in, which I love it. I would be too. However, do you ever get tired of everything being hot dog related?
Of course not. I mean, I have a personal Instagram where it's just my life.
Oh.
So I'll post stuff like me traveling on the road, things like that. But
okay.
Yeah,
I'm thinking like this is your
Roy's like, I can't.
I couldn't get over the fact like your whole life was about the Oscar Mayer wiener.
Like when he went for his job interview, like, now remember, Zach, it's not hot outside. It's hot dogging outside. Yeah.
Yep, we're all in.
Yeah, did anybody lose a hot dog? Yeah, dude, it's funny, man. So how does your fiance feel about her going viral?
She thought it was going to be the coolest thing. She had to actually sign a waiver for the form. I was like, hey, I know we're engaged, but you got to sign this waiver. And she was like, of course, if this actually like goes anywhere, that'd be awesome. And then ended up on Jimmy Fallon. So here we are.
Okay, I have another question. I'm sorry. I'm so amused with all of this. And I feel like we're interrogating you and Mustard Max.
I love it.
Do you get hotels or do they make you sleep inside the wiener?
Yeah, they give us a that's part of our kind of the experience we're gaining, because they give us sort of like a set rate budget, and whatever hotel we can get, they'll pay for that rate. So we get a chance to work on our sales pitching at hotels, saying like, hey, like, I'll go up to 5-star hotels all the time, right in the downtown of cities. Like, hey, I've got this Wienermobile, you're gonna want it.
No, no flipping way.
Yeah.
Dude, that is awesome. You go to like a $1,000 night hotel.
Now I want to know what the nicest hotel that you've stayed at with the Wienermobile is.
Oh, it's got to be Ritz, right?
Well, it's probably going to be the one we're going to in Omaha. It's right in the middle of downtown. It's an old federal building built in 1934. And it's like, I don't know, like 30 stories high or something. So this is probably going to be the best one we've been in, if I had to guess.
I wish I could take time off and just drive a Wienermobile with you. I mean, that just seems like a cool time.
Oh, and you have something named after you on the menu.
Wait. You actually serve hot dogs?
Well, we don't serve hot dogs from the Wienermobile, no. But we went to a food truck festival, and the guy was like, do you want to have this thing with this macaroni and cheese with hot dogs in it named after you? And I was like, yes, I do want that.
Oh, and that looks good.
Travis Scott meal of Bismarck Food Truck Festival.
What's inside the wiener in your Wienermobile in the vehicle? And for those people that might be listening and don't know what the Wienermobile is, it's literally a mobile plastic giant hot dog.
It has a fiberglass exterior, and then when you lift up the door, it lifts up like an airplane door. And then when you look at the floor, it's ketchup and mustard lines on it. And you look up, and it's blue sky ceilings. There's a flat screen TV. There's 6 ketchup and mustard colored seats. There's a bun roof. There's meat belts. You can ride shot bun. And then there's a bun box on the dash.
You can ride shot bun, and there's meat belts. Holy shit. I am the pun king, and that is fantastic. Wow. It would be cool if, like, you could squeeze mustard out of your, you know what I mean? Like, you can't sell hot dogs out of that, but, like, you can, like, hit a button and ketchup comes out or mustard comes out,
well,
you know?
The only mustard that comes out of it is Mustard Max.
Mustard Max. Look at that. Oh, I love
Where's
it,
Where's Mustard Max from?
She's from Mississippi.
Oh, she.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
State University.
Okay, Zach, how is your fiance going? How does your fiance feel about you driving around the country with another woman?
She's completely comfortable. She's met her, obviously, when she came to visit. I mean, we have a very, very trustworthy relationship, and I would never, jeopardize that.
Of course.
What does what's Mustard Max dating situation?
Mustard Max is single and ready to mingle for everybody.
Oh, I'm going to go look at her and see what.
Does Mustard Max use dating apps in all the cities that she goes to? And, like, she has, like, her profile
Mustard
photo?
Mustard Mags. M-A-G-S.
Oh, M-A-G-X.
It was in her personal life.
Oh, she doesn't.
I don't know.
Okay. Oh.
There's Mags. Okay.
I thought you were saying Max, like M-A-X. You're saying M-A-G-S. Okay, Mags.
Mustard Mags.
Yeah, short for Maggie.
That's that Indian Trail. Yeah. Accent that we're getting.
I love it, dude.
Wait, did you say you're from Indian Trail or Indian Land?
Indian Land.
Indian Land. Yeah, totally. Yep. That's South Carolina for you. All right, brother. Well, you and Mustard Mags, enjoy your trip. Be safe. How many honks do you get a day, you think?
Well, I'd probably say about 3 per mile.
3 honks per mile.
I believe it, too.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
And
all right.
Amount of photos that we get taken, I can't even count it. It's incredible.
We got to do something with the Wienermobile. I will have to think of something when you come back to town. Do you bring it back?
I'm going to see if I can hopefully bring it to Charlotte.
Yeah.
Do you get to willy-nilly just bring it wherever you want? You just have to go to the city, but then you get to free reign in the city?
Yeah, once we're in the city, we just have a 60-mile radius with the stay in between. And then other than that, I mean, it's our only vehicle. So if, like, we wanted to go to the gym or grocery shopping, it's what we're taking.
I'm so amused in that.
I knew you would be, dude. That's why I told Nicole to book him to come on. What event are you going to now? What's the event?
We don't have an event. We'll be here for 2 weeks. So we're just down. And then I think our first event's tomorrow. We're going to a pumpkin patch in Omaha.
You would be in a city for 2 weeks? That's how long you stay in one city?
Yeah, we stay in, it depends on where, like Bismarck, we're there for 1 week, and then Omaha, we're going for 2 weeks. So it just depends, but yeah, minimum 1 week.
Oh, I'm so fascinated.
And logistically, they pay for you guys to stay up in a hotel and pay for your lunch and dinner and all that stuff?
They give us an allowance for food, and then obviously the company pays for the fuel and the housing, and then they pay a salary.
Meanwhile,
an awesome game.
I had to fill up the station vehicle, and I still never got reimbursed.
We had to pay. We almost ran out of gas, Zach. It's a true story. Delivering frontline hero signs, and they were like, "You can't use the gas card right now. Can you just put your own pay for it? We'll reimburse you."
Never got that reimbursement.
No.
Well, Zach. Zach, it's been wonderful to hear you and your wonderful engagement story. It's been awesome to hear about Mustard Mags. And the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Thank you so much for joining the Main and Wide of the Rim Morning Show here in Charlotte.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It was a wonderful experience.
And congratulations with your new engagement.
Thank you. And anyone who wants to bring the Wienermobile to their engagement can go online and request it and just use keywords of engagement or proposal, or you can DM me on Instagram and try and follow me if you have time.
Zach and Cheese, Charlotte's very own Zach and Cheese from Indian Land. Grew up listening to the Manny Roy and Lorenz show, I guess?
I did, 95.1, and also when I was younger in high school, I used to listen to 96.9 a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
Radio station. Yeah. They're
must have been quite a pleasure and an honor for you to talk to us for 14 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't shoot your own horn, me.
I was more honored to talk to you, Zach. All right, Zach and Cheese in on with Manny Roy and the Rand. Have a good one,
you got to do a pun goodbye about hot dogs or wieners or mustard.
Okay, let me think about it. What's a good goodbye pun with a wiener?
Sorry, Zach, we mustard go now. See you, dude.
Well, frankly, it was a wonderful time.
Frankly, oh.
It was a wonderful time. Fuck, he's
you guys
funny.
Can do this all day.
I relish the opportunity to speak.
See you, dude. Be safe.
That guy's awesome.
I relish the opportunity to speak to you again. Hey, Zach, catch up you later. Oh, my God.
Come in here for just one second.
Sorry, I was telling Nicole to come in here because she booked it, and she's like, I don't know what you're going to get
that
out of it.
That was gold, man.
Talk to the... to the Zach and Cheese guy for 15 minutes.
I guess I always thought that it was like a promo team that just did like went out for the day. I didn't realize there was this whole lifestyle.
You made their day.
Attached to it. That was the best interview you've ever booked in your entire
since
career.
Since Louis Tomlinson.
That was the best interview. Oh my gosh. You're looking at me like, is he being
No, you seriously made their day.
Sarcastic. I'm serious. He was so interesting.
We had him on for 15 minutes.
So interesting.
And what we couldn't get over, I love the puns, the hot dog puns. Roy, you couldn't get over
the lifestyle
of it. And Loren's like, he really proposed to his fiance in front of a wiener truck. What the fuck? And she said yes.
We had all different sides of this, man. I'm so amused. He convinces five-star hotels to put them in for the low corporate rate just to park the Wienermobile outside front. How funny is that?
When I used to work for Z100, the radio station up there in New York, they had this awesome Hummer back in the 90s that, you know, not everybody had them. And it was all painted up and stuff. And the guy I was driving with one day was like, dude, you want to go to this club? I'm like, we're not going to get into I think it was like the tunnel or Palladium or something big. He goes, watch this. He goes out. He talks to the bouncer. He's like, all right, we're in. And I go, we don't even have to park. He goes, no, we're just going to put it on the sidewalk. And it's free publicity for them. And we're in free for 2 hours. No line. I'm like, damn.
That's what he does with the Wienermobile.
Cool.
You know what he said?
What?
I relish the chance to talk to you again.
Oh, it was great.
He said it's been a wonderful time.
Literally, I thought it was going to go on forever because they would do one and then he would do one. I'm like,
what do they have in there that you click to keep you safe when you're driving?
Oh, they have meat belts.
Meat belts.
They have meat belts.
Everything was pun.
Why am I in here?
Because we just wanted to thank you for that spot. We didn't know where it was going to go, and it took the full rap party. Like, I had other things planned for the rap party.
No, this is it. You deserve props, producer Nicole, for finding this gem.
He emailed.
Yeah, he's from Indian Land.
Yeah.
Indian Trail.
No. Land.
Land.
Yeah. By the way, we need to change those names, right? I mean, time's up.
Times have changed.
I have a question. So,
great. The last time you had a question, you asked us who was going to get vaccinated, and we all went bitch on each other.
I know. Sorry. So Washington doesn't have a mascot now, or they're just the Washington Football Club?
Yeah.
Yes.
They got the W. That's their logo.
That's it.
Yes.
No mascot.
For now, they are going to come up with a name that is synonymous with the Washington area. This is just the short-term fix.
Gotcha.
Okay. They're known as the Washington Football Team.
Okay.
Although, like yesterday, everybody was calling them the Redskins still because it's hard to get used to it.
I thought that was completely unoriginal, and I was really mad that was like the name, like.
Well, okay.
That it was going to be.
If you think that's not original, how about the soccer team here in Charlotte? It's just the Charlotte Football Club.
I know, but that's normal for soccer.
Okay. See, I didn't know that. I heard the name of the Charlotte soccer team, and I'm like, well, that's a horse crap.
Yeah, like you wanted
something cool.
The name horse crap or something cool.
Yeah. And we have trot out on horses.
Oh my God, wait, come here. I got one more for you. I was watching the Panthers yesterday with Ruby. It was like, she's two now. She goes, sit next daddy, watch game. And she saw the Panther and she's going, tiger. And she was walking around going, roar, roar, roar. And I tried to get audio of it, but she wouldn't do it. So I'll see if I can't get her to get us audio. All right. Well, shit. I wanted to talk about our exes.
No, this, oh, I was
too much,
buddy. It's Zach stole the show, as he should. As he should.
All right. Well, we'll talk about our exes tomorrow, and then I just want to—I promised people I would read this one thing because the one thing we, by the way, on another note. People are texting us for Roy to send the dick pic of Chris Evans.
We're not. They're not. He's not doing it.
Roy, why send not? The photo of Chris Evans picture, please.
No.
828.
What if they text me personally and then I send them the photo?
Someone here said.
Well, all I would do, you know what? You know the one reason why I'm not sending the dick pic is because, to my luck, I'd send it to some kid and I wouldn't know it's a child, yeah. And then a parent would find out and
yeah.
Morning.
Show no, you're not doing that. Yeah. No. But listen. There's one we talked about. Who did you accidentally send an inappropriate photo to? Loren, do you have your text up?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Read that from 704.
Which?
The very top one.
The last one?
Yeah, this is the one that we couldn't read on the air, but we didn't have time, but it is funny.
Hold on. Mine's about a trampoline.
Yep. Go ahead. Read it from the first text from today. She was a first-time texter.
All the way at the top.
Sent my daughter a picture of me and my husband, actually. A video of me and my husband being intimate by accident. She was about 12 or 13 years old. And before I could even type anything out to apologize, I got a message back that said, I see the trampoline in my as my future gift. She used it as blackmail? What?
She wanted a trampoline and so she, bad.
She got it for Christmas? Holy cow.
And then I said, did you move furniture on the trampoline and videotape that and send it to her?
No, you didn't say that back.
That's funny, though. If you accidentally send a picture of you and your husband moving furniture and then to your child, they should get trampolines, the least they should get. An all-expense-paid trip to the Bahamas is what they should really
because
get.
Yeah,
they'll
that's
need,
a lot to unsee.
They'll need decompression and therapy. Like, they'll need a lot of time to get that image
Might
out.
As well just give them a chunk of money in a trust fund that they can use on therapy.
I remember I was living at home going to college, and there was a baseball game on, and the Yankees hit a home run, and I ran upstairs to tell my dad that I go open the door, and I'm like, hey, did you see the home run? He goes, no, I'm watching this, and it was porn. I was like, okay. What channel's that?
No, you didn't.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
That's a wrap party.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.